Wing TV with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Thursday, July 7th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. As everybody knows by now, there was another terrorist bombing in London. Some reports say anywhere up to 40 people dead, maybe 300 injured. They don't know if there was six explosions, seven, maybe up to 10 different explosions.
Right. They haven't determined yet the number of people that lost their lives on the bus that exploded, so we'll let you know when we find that out.
Yeah. Now, we have to ask the first question is, why London? Of all the cities in the world that was targeted by the globalist elite, and we're not, if you notice, not mentioning Al-Qaeda or any of this other terrorist diversion nonsense. Let's just say exactly who's behind this, and we know it's the globalist elite. So why London of all the cities in the world? Well, the answer can be found in one simple memo. And what is that?
The Downing Street memo.
Right. This document does more to cast President George Bush and Tony Blair in a negative light than any other document in the world. And the globalist elite don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So why? Because it exposes all the lies that led up to the Iraqi war.
Also, they need a diversion from this whole Karl Rove, Valerie Plame issue. And witnesses told a federal grand jury also that George Bush not only knew about this leak, he did nothing to stop it. So it's pretty damning for the Bush administration. And they want people to quit talking about this matter.
Exactly. So what we have at play here now, when you look at all the different forces, is we have another Hegelian dialectic. Well, you might wonder, how so? Well, let's look at the thesis. Yesterday, London received better news than they've probably received in decades. They were awarded the Olympic Games for the summer of 2012. Everyone was in the streets applauding, championing this decision, partying, and they thought it was wonderful. Then the next day, right after, we have the antithesis, the opposite, and that's this terrorist bombing.
Right, coinciding with the G8 summit going on.
Exactly, and this all leads back this Downing Street memo, which exposes all of the lies that led up to this war. So you have the thesis on one hand, the antithesis on the other. These two forces clash, and we end up having this synthesis, which is the result of it, which is what they want after all anyway.
Right. What they want to do is now they have the excuse to unify the world against global terrorism. And in fact, here in the United States, our rail and bus transit has been increase to orange alert. And if you have no idea what that means, check the stupid color-coded terror alert chart.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was in existence.
It's high risk for terrorist attacks.
Yeah. So, we have this synthesis now where everybody, all the leaders at this G8 World Summit can now go back to their individual countries and say, look what happened in London. We have to renew our fight against terrorism because, as the mainstream radio talk shows were saying today, is we're all becoming complacent about terrorism.
Right, so they want to ratchet up the fear notch.
Exactly, and some people we were even saying we have to bring the world community together now against Al-Qaeda, against these terrorists. And now, Lisa, wouldn't it be convenient if within the next day or two they find evidence that it came from Iran? Wouldn't that be convenient?
Yeah, well, so, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, so we have this wag the dog syndrome again, where Karl Rove is in hot water. This Downing Street memo has Bush and Blair in hot water. And since Tony Blair is not the most popular leader in England, whenever there is a war, what happens to the leader's popularity? It soars through the roof.
You bet.
Everything is ready-made now so they can push forward their agenda. And how better to do it than with
another spike.
Another spike event, another terrorist act. So, before we move on to other things, I want to talk again, since this all kind of leads in this direction, we hear this word all the time, peak oil. And as I've written before, I've said that this is nothing more than really a globalist tax on the people of the world, especially the Americans. And, I mean, when you hear this, doesn't it feel great to know that Mike Rupert's been trying to dupe us all this time with this nonsense?
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, but then yesterday we had our guest on, Wendy Campbell.
Right.
And she was talking about how this is a plot of the Zionist media to create this thing called peak oil. So then everybody in America and the world thinks, well, we're running out of oil, so we have to go over there to the Middle East and make sure we secure this oil. It gives the neocons a great excuse to put the war machine into action. And what we're doing, folks, is we're being duped again. And the latest thing is with this peak oil nonsense.
Joe Wilson has now weighed in on what's going on with Judith Miller's being sentenced to jail for refusing to disclose her sources. And remember, he's the one who challenged the president regarding this alleged Iraqi uranium yellow cake purchased from Africa, and it turned out to be fraudulent documents and whatnot. He says the sentencing of Judith Miller is a direct result of the culture of unaccountability that infects the White House from top to bottom. He says clearly the conspiracy to cover up the web of lies that underpin the invasion of Iraq is the more important thing to the White House, more important than coming clean on a serious breach of national security. He also says that Miller has now joined his wife, Valerie Plame, as collateral damage in the smear campaign that was launched against him after he challenged the president.
Right, and as we said at the onset of this show, all of the leads are going right back to Karl Rove. And is he going to be the fall guy? Is he going to fall on the sword? Or are they going to try to divert around this whole thing and just keep our attention away from it? Well, he's in hot water right now.
That story that came out the same day Ari Fleischer abruptly resigned.
Yeah.
And now it seems that the White House is scrambling. Bush has contacted an outside attorney. Bush White House sources say, well, that's just standard procedure. And if he needs to retain him, he will. He's just getting legal advice.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with that.
And as we also said, I think either on Monday or Tuesday, Scott McClellan, when this story first broke, I think in the fall of 2003, when asked if the leaker should be fired if they ever find out his identity, he said, by all means, he should be fired. Well, now they know who it is, Karl Rove. Well, let's see what happens.
Supposedly, Rove has a history of leaking stories. He's leaked stories in the past. And I read something else, too, that he actually contacted Chris Matthews of Hardball to tell him about this, that Valerie Plame's fair game.
Hmm.
So
very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, let's switch our attention to the alternative media.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a very, very interesting story that happened yesterday. I'm going to let Lisa take it from here.
A couple of years ago, I wrote an essay called Sons of Freedom, Sons of War. It was directly after watching the fireworks displays here in State College, and I wrote my thoughts and feelings about it, sent it around the internet, and it was published in various independent media venues, political websites, and I also sent it to Jeff Rentz, who chose not to publish it.
Curiously, which is his decision,
right?
It's fine.
No big deal about that. A few days ago, July 4th, I sent that piece around again because I was going to the State College fireworks again, and it was a nice reminder for everyone. A few sites posted it, and we just went to the fireworks. I didn't think anything more about it till yesterday morning when I woke up, and someone showed me in my email that my piece, Sons of Freedom, Sons of War, from 2 years ago, was posted on Jeff Rentz's website, minus my name.
Yeah. So, now, whose name did it have on it?
A man named Jim, and I have confirmation back that this person, Jim, did send the piece to Rentz, and he says he forgot to put my name on it, even though my name was intact. He just removed my name.
Okay.
Well, when Rentz was contacted by me and several other people asking him to add my name to the piece since I wrote it, what subsequently happened was, hours later, the piece was completely removed from the website. Rather than add my name to the piece that I wrote, he just removed the whole essay, which is pretty
There were numerous people sending emails to Jeff Rentz say, be a stand-up guy. You already published this article. You thought enough of it to publish it, but you just put the name Jim on it. Well, be a stand-up guy, do the right thing, and add Lisa's name to it. But what he did was, instead of doing that, he just deleted the entire article off
his site. It was worthy enough for publication on his website when the guy he thought wrote it was named Jim.
Yeah.
But when it's me, it's not.
Right. And the name of this article now, you can read all about it on the Wing TV homepage. It's called Jeff Rentz Shows His True Colors. And you know what? After Jeff Rentz did this, and considering that he has a history of, you know, running articles by authors named anonymous or with fake names, and he's not checking his sources, and on and on and on and on. But when he does that to Lisa, when he runs
to
anybody. To anybody. And then he pulls it off because he's not man enough just to put their name on it, which is what it should be, you know, in the first place. Well, the name of the article is Jeff Rentz Shows His True Colors, and we know what that color is.
Yellow.
Yellow.
We didn't really have any expectation that it would remain on the website.
Yeah.
But considering that it was already published, it serves only to make him look even more pathetic.
Yeah, I mean,
by
this
removing
is,
the article. He should have just added the name.
Yeah, it is really, really pathetic. And it's just low. This guy crawls underneath the belly of a snake. That's just how low he is.
Just to show you how he's mirroring the deletion tactics of company man Alex Jones. Yeah. I mean, this is a whole deja vu.
Yeah, they seem to be working out of the same dirty tricks playbook. So, Jeff Rentz.
Way to go.
Yeah. You're as yellow as yellow can be, and we have absolutely no respect for your tactics. And, oh, you know what? After this was published, after my article yesterday was published about the New York indie media,
mm-hmm.
how now they refuse to run any articles about 9/11 because they say it's becoming anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. Well, people were appalled by this when they read it. And I got an email from Angie D'Urso,
mm-hmm.
who runs a website, and she said, now get this, folks, that this whole indie media thing mm-hmm. actually received a donation of $50,000 a year or so ago. And guess what? Who it came from? The Ford Foundation.
Wow.
Isn't that
interesting? What a shocker, huh?
Now, this is the same Ford Foundation that's donating or giving grants to Amy Goodman and her disinformation now. And
well, that must be one of the reasons why indie media has banned us, too.
Yeah.
Some folks over there have banned our posts over there.
Exactly. So can't you see how this censorship and deletion and suppression of information is becoming an epidemic?
What an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Indie media.
Yeah, it's becoming an epidemic in this indie media circle or alternative media circle.
Why don't you call yourselves prison press?
Yeah, and you've just, folks out there watching this show, be aware of how mm-hmm. much this is going on, because it seems like almost on a daily basis now, we're giving you these reports about censorship, and
it's
they're
really
censoring worse than the mainstream
media. More and more
media.
To the forefront, the censorship issue. So if you didn't think it was important before, it certainly warrants your attention now.
Because it's spreading
right.
like a cancer. And one last thing before we move on to other news is, I saw two things yesterday about Scott Ritter. Now, we mm-hmm. all know him. He was the one that said there was no WMDs. He also said that either Israel or the United States was going to attack Iran sometime this summer. Well, two different sources said they've been trying to have Scott Ritter come out about 9/11 and tell the truth about what really happened, and he's completely resistant to this. He's taken a Liehoff stance where, you know, it was just incompetence or negligence, and he won't take that step forward. So we have to ask, why won't Scott Ritter take this next step?
Uh-huh.
It's very, very curious.
Well, Bush has made an ass of himself again. On his European trip to Glen Eagle, Scotland, he crashed into a local police officer who was on foot while riding a bicycle. Bush, stay off the bikes. You have, like, no sense of balance. And apparently scraped himself up on the asphalt. Of course, the local police officer had to be taken to the hospital for treatment, and I guess he's all right. And Bush later apologized. But this is just one more example of the idiot at the helm.
Are they going to blame? I thought they were going to blame it on
Pretzel. Why don't they blame it on Al-Qaeda?
Or Pretzel. Remember the last
Al-Qaeda rigged the bike.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned George Bush, he announced yesterday that his nominee for the Supreme Court isn't going to be based
on
at
abortion.
All upon whether they're pro, for, or against abortion rights. And this is naturally causing the far right, the religious right, to be enraged, because they think right now George Bush owes them one, because they rallied the troops and selected him or got him back into office.
Isn't he the pro-life president?
Yeah.
Mr. Values?
Yeah. But this, of course, is nothing but a smokescreen.
Right.
And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens when he names his nominee, because if it's Alberto Gonzalez, who's mm-hmm. very soft on abortion, or any of these other centrists, mm-hmm. the far right is going to go insane. Now, we had some very troubling news over the last day or so. Dana Rohrabacher.
Mm-hmm.
He's a congressman from California who's been flirting with opening up reopening the Oklahoma City
bombing. He's
dangling
the carrot.
Yeah. And the news we've been hearing, though, is very, very deflating, because this guy is, I think he's putting us more behind the eight ball than we were before, because he keeps still pushing Timothy McVeigh as the mastermind, the Ryder truck as the sole bomb.
Mm-hmm.
He's now bringing out Gina Davis, and she's saying there's the Middle Eastern connection, of
right.
course.
And her information has been discredited now
right.
anyway.
And when you bring in that Middle Eastern element, that, of course, supports the neocons, So they have more reason to go into the Middle East and do Israel's dirty work for them. And the last thing he said, which made my jaw drop, was he said, right now, he would like to reopen the case, but there's not enough evidence to merit a new investigation. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Beyond lame.
Yeah. I was talking to Chris Emery yesterday, and they're just absolutely disgusted with this guy. So,
for those of you who don't know, Chris Emery is a member of the OKBIC, the investigative commission that has published a findings report that is the size of an L.A. phone book.
Yeah.
If that's not enough information for Rohrabacher or anyone else, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, and they confirmed that this guy has copies of it. They sent it to not only his California office, but also his D.C. office. But according to him, there's not enough evidence. So this guy is certainly a chump.
Right. One more bloated politician bites the big one.
Well, oil now is up over $61 a barrel, Lisa.
Yeah.
I noticed that the local gas prices here at the pumps jumped from 2.19 to 2.25 yesterday. And the euro hit almost a new low for its history, its value, and the stock market dropped 110 points yesterday. So,
yep, now it's two arms, two legs, and an ear for fuel.
Yeah, and just keeps rising.
Florida is going to be bracing for another hurricane. They had four major hurricanes last year. The next one, Hurricane Dennis, is supposed to be hitting in a few days. So I'm sorry, folks, but it looks like it's going to be a Category 3 by the time it gets there.
And that's definitely not good news. There's people down there that still haven't recovered from the ones from last year.
Yeah, massive roof damage still unrepaired from the four large-scale hurricanes that hit last year, and now we've got Dennis bearing down on them.
Yeah.
So you're in our prayers.
There's news lately about CAFTA, right? CAFTA passed in the Senate.
Yeah.
We know what a disaster this is going to be. But I was listening to the radio this morning, and they said since NAFTA was passed over a decade ago, it's resulted in a net loss of over 2 million jobs for Americans. 2 million jobs lost because of NAFTA. And now we have CAFTA right behind it, and following in its footsteps
FTA.
Is, of course, the FTAA. Folks, this is the demise of America. When we have this illegal immigration along with CAFTA and the FTAA.
But don't stop there. Because what follows the FTAA? The unionization of America.
Right. Well, yeah, that goes hand in hand. And it's just slowly, slowly slipping away. And when you hear those kind of numbers, and anyone who doesn't believe it, look at the manufacturing base in this country. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible.
Right. Yet, these polls say Bush has now risen 6 points in his approval rating.
Yeah.
Who approves of this president?
Well, there are no polls. Those are just conditioning devices laid out there before the American people so they think that's the way they're supposed to think. One last thing before we close out today. This Israeli wall, this Berlin Wall, or whatever you want to call it. Now, there has been a lot of outrage from basically every corner of the world except for America, and there was actually some commentary given by an international court in Hague. And they said that not only is this wall being used to illegally confiscate land, not only are the Palestinian people being harmed, but this
court... Well, they're being killed.
They're being killed, right. But they said, this court said, that Israel should immediately tear down this wall. Stop construction and immediately tear it down. Now, Ariel Sharon's reaction to this was yesterday, he said that they should speed up the construction of this wall. So, in light of all of this negative criticism of him to tear it down, to stop construction, he said it should immediately be speeded up.
Ariel Sharon has a blatant disregard for what any of the countries of the world think about what he's doing.
Yeah.
The man has no soul. He's pure evil.
And if it wasn't for one country, one nation, the United States, he would start listening to this other stuff and fall in line. But he's like the little bloated pipsqueak that can't do any of his own fighting for himself because he has a big, huge bully standing behind him.
Right.
And
Bush has said in the past that their actions, Israeli actions against the Palestinians, are broadly justified. Broadly justified?
Yeah, incredible.
Idiot at the helm.
Yeah. Anyone that saw our show yesterday with Wendy Campbell, or any of our shows with Michael Collins Piper, or Ellison Weir, or any of these other individuals knows that Israel right now is the most dangerous, I guess is the word.
And the Palestinian people need our help.
Yeah.
They're being killed. They're being ethnically cleansed from their own land.
And it's expanding beyond that. It's right now in Iraq. And if somehow with this London bomb blast, this terrorist act, if they can somehow conveniently tie it to Iran, mm-hmm. guess what's next in line, folks? You know, so it's going to keep spreading. So we extend our condolences to everybody in London and England yeah. who lost family members, who were injured.
But just remember, this is Hegelian dialectic in play.
Yeah. This is World Politics 101. This is the way that global elite operate. So keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on. And tomorrow, before we close out, tomorrow we're going to talk about, is America right now, is America a police state? And this time, right now, is going to be very, very interesting.
That should get some horns twisted.
Yeah. So make sure you tune in and keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you then.